Hey, welcome back to Microdose U. Dr. Dave, how are you today? I want to share with you what it was like when I had COVID just very recently and microdosing during COVID, after COVID. Let's get right into it now. Thanks for being with me. So I did have COVID for about 2 weeks and I felt lousy. I never felt like deathly ill. You know, when COVID first started, if it was possibly even a death sentence or a hospital sentence when you got COVID, everybody was super scared. Nowadays, when you get it, it's kind of like, it's like flu type symptoms, maybe even just a really bad cold or congestion. So what I had was, it felt like a bad cold, like cough, a lot of congestion, very tired, loss of appetite. Just stuff like that. I just had to do nothing basically for a couple weeks. But and I felt it would be not a good idea to try to microdose during that time that I felt really bad. But maybe after about 5 days, something like that, I started feeling better. So I figured it'd been 5, 6, 7 days without a microdose. I figured this might be a good time to slip a little microdose in, which I did. And I remember the microdose feeling a little bit stronger than normal. And I didn't think much of it, and it wasn't really that big of a deal, but I definitely noticed that the microdose felt stronger. And I think I microdosed maybe a day or two after that. But then I had, and with the same thing that happened, it felt stronger. But then I had what we call like a rebound, and it's kind of like I felt the COVID was going away, but then it came back. And it was like the total was about 2 weeks. So I kind of came from, thought I was getting better, back to the same symptoms, you know, just congestion, just not feeling well at all. Cough came back, just the same old thing, fatigue. And I did not microdose during that. Like when I felt lousy, I did not microdose at all, just zero. So then when I came out of it finally, it was about 2 weeks later, probably more like even 15 days later from the very beginning. I took a little bite off of a chocolate that I have here, and the chocolate is infused with albino penis envy, so APE, which is a very strong strain. But it's a 2 gram chocolate, but I just took like a little tiny nibble off of it. And I will tell you, that little nibble sent me sailing. It was very, very strong. Very strong. And I remember I had to kind of just sit it out and wait it out. It wasn't like a uncomfortable feeling, except if I did close my eyes, it felt like just things were really, really, really weird. So I just knew that, you know, if I just waited out, it'll be fine. And it was totally fine. But what I'm trying to say is that if you do have COVID, be very careful with your microdosing, because from my experience, and only from my experience, anecdotal, not medical advice, remember that, it seems like the mushrooms magnify what's going on in your body, like not feeling well, feeling weird, and they just take that and run with it and magnify it. So if I had to look back now and redo it, I personally probably would not have microdosed during COVID. The only thing is, so here's what I noticed though. So since my microdosing was very light during COVID and I skipped a lot, I did notice that towards the end, and even when I finished with COVID, and even up till a few days ago, I started feeling a little bit of a funk, like something was coming back a little bit. And I've subsequently hopefully gotten over that from the microdoses, and even I did a little bit of a larger dose this morning, even. Definitely starting to feel the way I should. But just be careful, because, you know, if you have COVID and it lasts, you know, a week, 2 weeks, and you're not dosing at all, Number one, be careful when you do. It could be it could feel stronger, and just realize that you everything you've worked for through the microdosing might start to creep back a little bit, and so you have to maybe when you're finished, totally finished COVID, you might have to take a couple slightly larger doses just to kind of get you back where you were. And again, none of this is scientific. I'm just kind of experimenting as I go, because first of all, I've never had COVID. I've only been microdosing for a year and a half. So this is all new, and it's experimental, and I'm just trying to work through it. And there's really no right or no wrong, but I'm just sharing this with you just so you'll know that if and when you do get it, just be careful and know what to expect and know what to look for during and after. I think that's all I have to say. It's Microdose You. By the way, if you made it this far, I really thank you. Every episode is available on my YouTube channel right here, which is called Microdose You. And also I publish the audio version only in an audio podcast, also called Microdose You, available on Apple Podcasts and, all those platforms, Spotify, wherever. So wherever you like listening or watching, that's totally fine with me. I do have a resource page if you're brand new to microdosing. And it's always, I just always put it in the show notes, the link to it. So it answers a lot of the frequently asked questions, the facts that people want to know before and even during when they first start off microdosing. So it's a really good little primer for that. So you find all that stuff there. I thank you so much for being with me. Till next time, Dr. Dave, it's Microdose You. See you later.